teen birth rates have been going down for a while now, but in one Mountain West state, they've gone down more than anywhere else in the nation. The big question is why? As the Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports, there are two chief contenders: teens having less sex or a billionaire mystery man.
A little over a decade ago, Lynn Purcell was going about her business at a family planning clinic in Pueblo, Colorado, when
we got this funky phone call out of nowhere.
That call would change her work dramatically.
And at the time, the program manager and I were like looking at each other real suspicious, like, what do they want? You know, we were thinking, what is it?
It was around 2007, and teen births looked like they were trending upward again. Purcell was worried. She says the clinic was trying to educate teens on sexual health and good choices, but they didn't have much money. And that's where the phone call comes in. On the other end of the line was a mystery donor. They wanted to offer the state of Colorado roughly $28 million for an 8-year family planning initiative.
It was wonderful, really, to be honest. The state of Colorado felt really blessed to be able to get that amount of support.
More on that mystery donor behind that support in a minute, but first, the $28 million. A big chunk of it was used to offer free or low-cost IUD birth control to teens, and Purcell says that policy has made a real difference. Colorado's teen birth rate has gone down by more than half, and the decline has been even more significant in Pueblo County, where nearly 1 in 5 people live under the poverty line.
A lot of women who were uninsured or underinsured, and they were able to get this long-acting reversible contraception.
Long-acting reversible contraceptives, LARCs for short, are the category of contraceptives that include IUDs. An IUD can cost several hundred dollars when paying out of pocket. Purcell says the funding came in around the same time that new research had been published on the efficacy and relative safety of LARCs for younger women.
That changed a lot of things because we were able to not only talk to teens about this is a healthy option for you, the research is showing this is great, we've got these new products, but we can also do it at no cost to any young woman.
Not everyone sees this as the perfect success story, though. Janine McKenzie is the founder of the Center for Relationship Education.
The health department is doing their happy dance because they think they've done something wonderful.
McKenzie's organization prioritizes fostering healthy relationships before contraception.
Having kids delay sexual debut is very important to me.
Although she's quick to add this.
We were never intended to be an abstinence program. We are that word, if you say that word in my office, you're fired. It's such a loaded word. It's such a negative word.
And she does acknowledge that contraceptives have played a role in reducing teen births in the state.
It would be silly to say that the LARC, you know, program didn't have an effect. So I give them full credit for doing this in Colorado.
But she says the drop could be related to something else. She credits a significant part of the decline to kids having less sex, something that's true across the country. But that aside, she just has issues with the program. Perhaps her biggest concern is that there may be young people out there getting contraception without conversation.
Why are we not coupling this LARC initiative with counseling services and educational services and skilled building around healthy relationship development?
At the Pueblo Health Department Family Planning Clinic, Lynn Purcell says providers are doing pretty much that.
They aren't just there to hand out pills or stop a pregnancy, which is part of what we do, but they're there to say, how's it going in your life? What else is going on? Can we help you and support you?
As to who's behind the funding these Colorado clinics got anonymously, Jody Camp, who manages family planning for the state, isn't saying.
No, I've been asked by the anonymous donor for the past 8 years to keep it anonymous, and that's kind of what we do here.
But the secret's out. The grant came from billionaire Warren Buffett's family foundation. That ended in 2016. Shortly after, Colorado legislators voted to provide additional family planning funds to the state. And Jody Camp says Colorado is keeping LARCs accessible to any teen who chooses them. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.